Exchange-Traded Fund South Africa released their annual report on the state of the South African exchange-traded product industry as at the end of December 2020. It showed that the total market capitalization of all exchange-traded products on the JSE rose by just over 10% to stand at 111 billion rand. Well, to find out more about the market's performance and what areas investors are keenly investing in, I'm joined on the line by Narina Fisser. She's a director at ETF South Africa. Thanks very much, Narina, for joining us. Now, your report shows that the total market capitalization of all exchange-traded products on the JSE rose by 10.1% to 101 billion rand. That's as at the end of December 2020 compared to the year prior. That looks like quite a robust growth. Did you expect that? And what does that growth actually speak to?
Yeah, so thanks for the opportunity. Yes, certainly I think robust growth considering the turmoil that we experienced in financial markets during 2020. And in fact, I think this 10% increase actually understates the robustness of the growth that we've seen. Because when we look at the makeup of the South African ETP industry, we know that around a third of the overall industry actually is represented by physical commodity ETFs, especially our precious metal ones, so gold, platinum, palladium, rhodium, and so on. So that's a very big chunk of this market. And interestingly enough, despite the fact that we saw strong increases in the share price, the prices certainly of those commodities, there was quite a lot of redemption of these ETFs by institutional investors. So, you know, if anything, the underlying growth was actually even stronger, because if we strip out sort of what happened in the commodity space, certainly other ETFs grew very strongly in terms of especially the new capital that was raised, but also, wonderfully, some of those share prices, especially the global stocks, the global equities,
yes,
rose very strongly, and all of that fed into this robust growth for the overall industry.
So let's rewind a little bit. Why were there those redemptions? Is it because people were trying to take profits? Why is that?
So yes, we saw a lot of these redemptions only happening later in the year. So certainly around the time of the initial crisis in sort of March, April, there was a strong demand for precious metal ETFs, and we saw a big increase at the time. But as the year progressed and there was more sort of risk appetite coming back into global investment markets, the demand for these precious metal ETFs started to decline. And I think we saw these redemptions coming mostly during the last quarter. So by that time, certainly the institutional investors, or in fact all investors in these, had already achieved quite good growth in terms of those investments.
Yes.
And therefore, yes, profit-taking, I think, more than anything else.
So given the really positive run, particularly in US equity markets, presumably there was a lot of interest in ETP products tracking that market.
Yes, absolutely. So I think we can differentiate between two particular types of exposures there. So we are very fortunate in South Africa that we've got quite a nice range of technology-focused global ETFs. So in addition to sort of the more vanilla developed market ETFs, the US-based ones or the NASDAQ and so on, we do have exposure to things like, for example, the Signia Fourth Industrial Revolution ETF, one of the best-performing ETFs on the market. We also have the OneInvest S&P 500 Information Technology ETF available. And those are the ones, in addition to the NASDAQ, the Satrix NASDAQ ETF, that saw some of the best growth in our market. But in addition to those broad-based market sort of cap-based tech ETFs, we also saw a very strong growth in terms of new single stock ETNs, exchange-traded notes, that were listed on the market in the last quarter. The First Rand issued a whole range of single stock exchange-traded notes, and it gives the investor the ability to buy into some of those better-known individual tech company exposures directly on the JSE in a very cost-effective way. So that gives investors exposure to the heavyweights such as Facebook and Amazon and Alphabet and so on, and even Tesla. And there's even a couple of the more sort of traditional stalwarts, you know, things like McDonald's and Coca-Cola and Goldman Sachs and so on. So those trends, I think, is one that we also expect to continue into 2021 as more investors are looking to access their global investment opportunities from the comfort and the low cost base of their local market, being the JSE, which is really then just the shop where they're buying their global investments.
Yeah, surely there was a lot of profit taking for something like Tesla, which grew phenomenally last year.
You would think so, but I can tell you that so far, just in 2021 alone, Tesla, the share price of that Tesla investment on the JSE is up by almost 50%.
Wow.
It has been a most remarkable run for that particular share price. Need to have the disclaimer that past performance is no guarantee of future performance. But yes, I think it is early days, and so we haven't really seen significant profit-taking on that particular counter just yet.
Hmm. So for 2021, what's the outlook for this market? And in your view, does every smart portfolio need to have some sort of ETP in the asset mix?
You know, at the risk of being biased here, in answer to your last question, absolutely. I think we have moved in the exchange traded product industry. We have now decisively moved beyond the idea that ETFs and ETNs, these exchange traded products, are so-called passive investments. In other words, that it just gives you exposure to the broad domestic equity market. It is now such a broad range of different investment strategies, investment asset classes, geographical exposures, and clearly from a range of around about 140 of these different products listed on the JSE, your choice of which ETP in which to invest is a very active decision, and we are increasingly seeing that investors are realizing this. I reiterate again, the ability to buy such a broad range of investment options from the comfort and the low cost base of your local stock exchange in your stockbroking portfolio, so on the JSE, is a huge benefit for investors. You know, just to sort of come back to those FNB exchange traded notes also, for most of us, we would never be able to afford buying a single share in any one of these companies in the US. But what FNB did in that also is they actually listed all of them at the princely sum of 10 Rand per unit, meaning that for your 10 Rand or wherever the share price is now, you would be buying just a fraction, just a portion of whether it is a Tesla share or a Berkshire Hathaway share or whatever the share might be.
That was Nerina Fisser. She's a director at ETF South Africa.